With me to Psalm 103, and a couple minutes from now we'll have some more testimonies, but we're going to have to ask you to make them at the most 10 seconds. Okay? So, otherwise, we'll go overtime, and then I'll owe people Culver's passes or something like that. Psalm 103. The Word of God says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." It is good to take a specific time, a special time, to remember the Lord's benefits. Because we are a people, that are prone to forget. And so the Bible tells us that we are not to forget His many, many benefits. And He gives us a little summary of things that we ought not to forget. First of all, He says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Because of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross, we can truly know that our sins are forgiven. And you know, there's a big difference between people hoping that their sins are forgiven and really knowing that their sins are forgiven. What a wonderful thing to know Christ, to be saved, and to be justified, and to truly have before God our sins forgiven. And we need to be reminded of that, and you need to think about that day that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you were born into the family of God. It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross, paying the complete penalty of our sin. The Bible says, "Who healeth all thine diseases." Not only does God forgive us of our sins, but He heals us of our diseases. He heals us from the effects of sin in our life. Oh, the person that God saves. Many times that life is, every time that life is full of potential destruction of sin or the actual results of sin and its effects in a life, whether that be habits, whether that be thinking, whether that be a lack of character, whatever it is. Thank the Lord that when we learn to obey Him, that there is healing in our life. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to obey the Lord and to live for God and the changes that He brings in our life. The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things are becoming new." And it says, "And all things are of God." Thank the Lord that He heals us from our diseases. The Bible says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." You know, we are our worst own enemy. The Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." That's our problem. We are a willful people, want to go our own way, have gone our own way, and that way is the way of destruction, whether it's in our daily life or whether it's in our family, whether it's in our future, whether it's the effects of sin. He saved us from destruction, and thank God that He has not left us to ourselves, but He has intervened in our lives. The Bible says, "He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies." Think of the great love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us. And what we deserve, He has put aside, and what He has given us is His loving kindness. And we ought to just thank the Lord
for the fact that he loves us. This summer, I read again Tortured for His Faith by Harlan Popov. And as he was in that concentration camp there in Bulgaria, and in the darkest hours, the Holy Spirit reassured him of the fact of Christ's love for his soul. And it didn't matter what pain he had gone through, what deprivation, what mental torture, that very thought just gave him renewed strength and renewed vigor, and built up his soul. Just the thought, the reassurance of God's love for him. And we thank the Lord that we have a loving God. The Bible says, verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And, you know, we thank God for all the good things. It's good to remember the good things that God has done for us. And certainly there is a multitude of heavenly blessings, of spiritual blessings in Christ. We thank the Lord. We need to thank the Lord for the good things, for our friends, for fellowship, for His provision, for our food, His provision for our finances, the provision to be able to serve Him. What the world is missing out when they don't get to serve the Lord. And they miss out the greatest part of life, seeing God work and the miracles that He does in lives, and seeing the Spirit of God move in souls and lives transformed, the ability to fellowship with missionaries and the work that they're doing, and to be a part of the lives of young people whose future will make a difference, and who know God and know what it means to walk with God, who blesses us with all these good things, the things that only can satisfy. The world has nothing that really can satisfy, but the things of God are satisfying. What a joy it is to know the Lord. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. As we gather today, we wish that we could hear from everyone, but we need to be reminded and take time. And if we don't take time, we will forget. We need to take time to remember all of God's benefits. And I would encourage you today, in the busyness of this day, already I'm sure it's been busy, but take time to remember His benefits. And look over the years, look over this year, look over the prospects, and just thank God for all His benefits. Father, we thank You for this great privilege that we have to gather in this house, and for the privilege of gathering with the people of God. And Lord, do not deserve any of Your blessings, but we are so thankful for them all. And Lord, we do not even want to think of where we would be today without You, of what path life would have taken. We thank You, Lord, for the path that You have given us, and for the fact that You have rescued us, and the fact that You have not only rescued us and forgiven us and given us a new heart, a new life, but, Lord, that we are able to bask in Your loving kindness and Your mercy, and to be able to serve You, and to fellowship with You and Your people, and to be a part of something that satisfies the fellowship of the work of God, and the part in eternal things, and the ministry to souls, and the spreading of the wonderful gospel that changes lives, is the power of God unto salvation. What a joy it is to observe that. And we rejoice, Lord, for every soul that this year was saved. We thank You for souls that were reclaimed. We rejoice in that, Lord. We thank You for the lives that You are building. And we thank You today, Lord, for our missionaries and how You've called them. and how we can partner with them. And I thank you, Lord, for the field you've given us here. And I pray that, Lord, you'll give us greater love and passion for our Savior and for souls all around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, we'll give you a couple chance, another chance to have.